In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, everyone. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. It was wonderful to be able to come and be here for the 8 o'clock service, and now to be here with you. I'd like to acknowledge you'll have seen in your service book that I'm from Christchurch, St Kilda. Over there where we are, it's the Bunurong people who we acknowledge. And so this morning I acknowledge them with deep respect. We give them thanks, we give God thanks for their elders, both past and present, and their continuing relationship to this land, and through them, our relationship with this land. I want to focus our thinking this morning about caring for our neighbour, the stranger, through hospitality and fellowship. And I invite you to think along those lines too. Some years ago, it feels like a long time ago, 1990 or thereabouts, the World Council of Churches held their assembly in Canberra. And at that time, I was a student studying diligently away at the New Zealand Anglican Theological College in Auckland, St John's College, having decided to go into ministry or to seek to go into ministry. And at that time also, the college, the Anglican College there, was in relationship with the Melbourne College of Divinity. And so I was doing my Bachelor of Theology through Melbourne College of Divinity, along with students from the Baptist Church, the Catholic seminaries, and the Methodists. And a group of us came over to Canberra and spent 3 weeks, actually, with all these amazing, really amazing theologians and biblical scholars that came in from all over the world and spent time with us. And I met there, or we heard from, a Greek Orthodox theologian. Up until that time, I confess that I didn't know much about Greek Orthodox traditions. One of the things that he did with us was to talk about Alexei Rublev's Icon of the Trinity, which many of you may know. We have a copy of it in our chancel at Christchurch St Kilda. It's a painting which was painted, an icon painted somewhere around about 1425, which is a long time ago. But it's about the Trinity, clearly. But it's drawn from, Rublev drew it from Genesis chapter 18, where Abraham acts as host to these strangers that appear at the Mamre oasis. And according to tradition, those who are there should pay hospitality to those who are arising, and even if they were strangers, you cared for them. And as it turned out, according to the scholar, that is, in the Old Testament, the first time that the actual Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are present in terms of Scripture. They are present in other ways in terms of Scripture in Genesis, but certainly in Genesis chapter 18. And Abraham and Sarai are hosting these angels and providing them with hospitality. Abram orders the killing of the newborn of the calf so that they may be fed. He entertains them. And Sarai, as if some of any of you may know the story, is listening, because afterwards the main angel, the head angel, says that they're going to be a massive nation. She's going to have a child. and she doesn't believe it. But that was the hospitality that was extended to them. And in the Gospel reading today from Luke, we have an amazing example of Jesus stopping by in a village and is hosted by Martha and Mary. And he goes into their place, sits down and starts talking and teaching. And Martha, according to tradition, hurries about and gets the food ready, making sure that the place is really okay for them to be hosted. Jesus, the leader of this band and the others accompanying him, to be hosted. Mary, on the other hand, sits and listens at Jesus' feet. She sits, quite contrary to the traditional cultural thing, she sits and listens at Jesus' feet. And what is Martha's reaction to that? You heard in the reading, she says, "Lord, do not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself. Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." Listening to that, you would think that Martha's done the wrong thing, and that Mary has done the right thing, and that perhaps they're in competition or contrasted there. But I have great sympathy for Martha. I come from a large family from New Zealand, and my mother was a great hostess. She was a marvelous cook. She could make a meal or two or three out of all sorts of not much. And anyone who came to the door, we often had people come and join us at table, especially after on Sundays at lunch, and join in the food which my mother had prepared. And my father was diligent in making sure that there was enough food available for mum to prepare. Hospitality and caring, even for strangers. That's why I think of Martha fulfilling an amazing role. And Jesus is actually not telling her off. What is he saying that to her and to Mary? And I think is a message for all of us. And that when we do and live, what is the primary focus of our doing and living? Mary sits at Jesus' feet, focusing on what Jesus has to say, to hear what he has to say and to share with them. Martha is busy doing things, in a way, distractions from focusing on Christ. And Jesus is saying, what is the primary focus for you and us, for me, in how and what we do in life? That's what he's saying to Martha, and to think about it. It's my real pleasure to come to be with you this morning and to say thank you. Thank you to St. John's Toorak for the support in different ways, including financial support that you have been giving to us at Christchurch St. Kilda for the work that we do there. And we see you as participating in the work that we do there by your giving. And your giving is not just financial, I know. Your giving, and which is important to us, your giving is also your caring and your prayers. And your prayers. And I think in this scripture, perhaps we could say your prayers are more important than the money that we receive. But we are grateful for receiving all of that. Because it enables us in our community centre to do things which we might not otherwise do. We are a small centre, the little mission, little St Kilda mission. We're not like Sacred Heart. We're not Pran Mission. And the people, my predecessor, set it up so that we didn't get into big government contracts. We're moving into partnerships with others who are, so that we can do things and they can do things with us. But we are supported primarily by small giving. And by giving. And for us also, what's important is the Anglican connection. Because there are a number of philanthropic bodies around the city, the state, where we apply to, and to the city council as well. But we're Anglican, and we know that as Anglicans, our heart is always giving and wanting to give. And it's wonderful to have this relationship with another Anglican parish that is part of the tradition that we are part of. And part of a worldview, really, that we are part of. And so I'm here today talking about the scripture upon which drawing upon the scripture upon which we do our things, and to say thank you for joining us in doing that and for your support in enabling us to do that. I could go into some of the things that we do, but I won't. What I do is I invite you, if you're available on a Wednesday night, to come and join us for the open house meal that we provide for everybody, for the homeless, for those who are in need of support. In fact, increasingly, the ones who come to our open house meal are people who have accommodation, are on pensions, not, and a lot of those are elderly on pensions who find it hard to stretch their funds. We help them, and they go around places like us to help their pension go further. And that's so my invitation to you. Don't all come as a rush. We cater, on average, during the winter, we cater for about 56 to 60 people. During the summer months, spring and summer months, we can get up to 120. That's why I say, talk to Peter, Father Peter, maybe come in a small group, but come and have a look, because you're part of that work, because of what you do in your giving and in your prayers and your thoughts. So thank you. And may God continue to bless you and us in the work that we are doing, in fulfilling the scripture of the things that, like Abram in Genesis chapter 18, and other parts of scripture, including the hospitality that was extended to Jesus, our Lord, by Martha and Mary, for which we give thanks and praise. Amen.